Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I want you guys to up your game. Amanda the Goal is fresh, stiff, young dick. Preferably black. Multiple dicks. Jeremy, same thing. Corey says the, quote, "this is hard" line is pathetic as fuck. Yeah, I know. She was only at it for 1 week.
Oh, so hard. I can't eat funnel cakes. What
the fuck? Corey says everything worth doing is. Megan says, "I need a weight lift-a-thon." I don't know what that means. Yesterday, I was all over push-ups and pull-ups. And the strength gain is really starting to take hold. I'm feeling so much stronger. I could only do like single-digit push-ups. Now I'm into the teens. And I'm just... the thing is, I'm still fat as fuck. All right? And my weight continues to go up. All right. And yesterday was a good eating day. And it's like, you got to do that every fucking day, Eric. Every fucking day. 30 days of eating solid to become a habit. And I've got everything here. I've got all the tools here. But let me tell you this. I took Pooh Bear to the store yesterday to go shopping because it was so snowy. She could not make it. It was terrible. Everybody knows. The one stereotype about women, they can't drive. So I'm cautiously getting us there. And we get into the frozen foods. And it's like NFK territory. And then we get into the ice cream area. She goes, "what kind you want?" I go, "none." She goes, "oh, come on." I go, "you know, if I do have a breakdown, it's not going to be because of something I picked. You buy what you want." So she did. Now, this is fucking devious. Because she got, like, whatever, Mackinac Island fudge. And it's not my favorite. But then she actually went and purchased something that is this decadent ice cream. It's like a weird... It's like expensive ice cream, you know? And it's this raspberry thing. And I'm like... And I just look at it, I go, "dirty pool. Dirty pool, you bitch." Bob says, "you got all the tools, but you also got boxes of sugary cereals." Oh, absolutely. And yesterday was no exception. She bought Peanut Butter Crunch. She bought Honey Nut Cheerios. She bought this Special K thing. She bought the Raisin Bran Crunch. Well, they're all sugar cereals. Doesn't matter what you buy. And so the way I look at it is this. I'm not getting in the way of what other people buy. I live here with these people. It's up to me to figure that shit out on my own. When I'm successful, and I am going to be successful, I'm always successful, I'll be able to say, yeah, I did this shit, and all you cocks are here eating like assholes. But I can still have a day where, I mean, all right, I busted my ass for 14 straight days. I'm going to kill half a box of Golden Grahams, and that's the end of it. All right. Meanwhile, Pooh Bear for Christmas, she said, okay, I need the dumbbells and I need the kettlebells. So I bought her all these dumbbells and all these kettlebells and the yoga mat and all this shit. And then I ordered that that online BODI body, used to be known as Beach Body. That's where I get my P90X, and it has like literally hundreds of different workout plans. And I prefer the one that, you know, I've talked about forever. But there's a million different things on there. Now, she's had success with P90X, but she's like, I don't want to do that. And, okay, truth be told, P90X is hard. And some people are not nearly as strong as I am, okay? I'm a goddamn beast when I'm working out. So I'm like, I don't give a shit what you do. But she's the one who said, oh, I'm so glad you got that, because now I can do Shanti, and I can do this and that, and Jillian, what's her name, that lesbian, that hot lesbian that everybody wishes wasn't a lesbian, Jillian Michaels, I don't know. Yoga with Adrian, we got that too. It's all over it. Everything. I got everything. I got every workout plan ever on this fucking app. So it's all there, and I've been at this for a month downstairs. And I just hit the goddamn device, hit play, and I do it. And then as the holidays were going on, Pooh Bear's like, oh God, this is gonna be great. I got all my dumbbells and my kettlebells and my yoga mat and the program and all that, all those workouts. January 1, look out. Look out for me. She hasn't even been down there. There's dust on the goddamn dumbbells. So how do I bring this up? We're driving away from Meyer. Ice cream's in the back seat. I go, so, what's up? I go, there's a lot of different programs on there. Do you want to start one? Yeah, I will. Yeah, I don't want to do that though. And that this is the latest. She says, where you do it in that part of the basement, I don't want to do it there. I want it to be set up in another part of the basement. I go, okay. Yeah, I agree. That is a better spot to do it. But don't wait on me. Just go down there and do it in the spot that I have it. And then we'll eventually get to the point. You know what I mean? I said to her, I go, no offense, but you're just procrastinating. You're not doing it. And you promised, you said out loud, you didn't promise me because it's your life, not mine. I'm not like pushing you to do this, but you did say the new year you would do this. So now part of me, because she's home from school again today because it's a fucking snow day. Part of me wants to like call her up on the show, but I'm afraid I'll lose all my fucking Pooh Bear points. Donko says, I walk 4 to 5 miles a day and cannot get my wife to walk with me ever. Why don't you like ask her to just do part of it? You know? And then slowly but surely boil the frog and just a little bit further each day. And she won't even notice it. Say, hey, I'm going to walk a big walk, but you know, we should chit chat, you know? Should do some FaceTime, honey. So how about a half mile of it? You know, you and I. Donko says she's pissed because I'm skinny and she's not. Okay, first of all, don't say that. Don't ever utter those words. You don't ever want to say that publicly. So you should like never, ever do that again. That's a totally negative statement. I think you need to do a more creative, come up with a more creative way to get her moving with you. All right. You've known her for a long time. Figure that shit out. Or just say, hey, make something up. Say, hey, I got to talk to you about something. Let's do it for, I'm just going to walk a little bit of my walk and you can walk with me. All right. And we can talk. And then just make up a scenario. It doesn't even matter. And the next thing you know, she's fucking walking. I don't know. You're smart. You're the one married to her. Figure that shit out. Don't just throw your hands in the air like an asshole. God. Tyler says you could call her and say there's an audience member who bought his wife a bunch of exercise equipment for Christmas and she hasn't even touched it. Do you have any suggestions on how he should bring it up to her? Oh, my God. I don't know if I can get up the nerve to do that. But I probably should call her, you know? You have any idea how easily I'm influenced by these horrible ideas? Hello, is this Pooh Bear?
Yes, it is.
Are you enjoying the day off?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, the puppy's sleeping, so it's too cold to be doing anything else but staying in bed.
Well, that's adorable.
Yeah. And you might hear a snore or two.
Yeah, that's all right. We got onto the topic of, you know, how like a big topic around here is eating less, moving more.
Yeah.
So we were kind of like touching on a few high points of that. I was, you know, how proud I was of Jeremy. And I didn't, what did I tell you about Jeremy yesterday?
Did he gain 3 pounds?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. That was very upsetting. He made a whole bunch of excuses. It was stupid.
Oh, dear.
So, do you want me to set you up with Sean T today? What do you think about that?
Yeah. Maybe a little later we can do that.
I love Sean T.
Huh?
I love Sean T.
Yeah. I do, too.
But I don't know if I can do his brand of workout, though.
Why?
Because I'm doing P90X. I'm doing the plyometrics today.
Oh.
Those are a bitch.
I know it. I don't want to go full on with that.
No. Well, I mean, you can. You just modify it. I could barely move the first time I did it, and it was horrible. But it's getting easier now that I've been doing it for a few weeks. That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. This is true.
Yeah. So what are you thinking? What are we doing here?
About what?
What do you want to do? T25, P90X? That's kind of why I'm calling.
I don't think I want to do P90X.
What's the holdup? How come?
Because I'm just starting over. I want to do something. T25 is, you know, a little bit less intense, I think.
Yeah? You know, P90X works.
Yeah, so does T25.
Yeah, but you did P90X.
Yeah, years ago.
Well, yeah, I know. But like I said, you just kind of like don't... Because... You know how they go crazy? I just don't go crazy. I just take it as, you know, that's what Tony Horton says. You got to adapt your own body.
Ugh.
You know, anything worth doing is hard.
Yeah. I know this.
I think you should do P90X.
With you?
You can. But, yeah, you can.
What do you mean, but?
Well, I started it, but I can start over. I mean, yeah, that's totally fine if you do it. I kind of go faster than they go.
Yeah.
So I kind of, but why? I'll do it with you if you do it, if you agree to do it.
I'll do it with you.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how well I'll keep up, but I'll try.
Well, look, you know how, like, let me explain something to you, and I think you're forgetting this. So let's say they're doing push-ups and it's 40 seconds, but you can only do 5 seconds of push-ups. Then you only do 5 seconds of push-ups.
Okay.
Then you write it down and you wait for the next exercise to start while they finish.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give it a good old whirl.
You'll give it a whirl?
Yeah.
Well, I think it'll be good. I think you'll do great.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So it's settled.
Okay. Me and you. P90X.
So some of these audience members are saying she is not interested.
No, I am.
Another person says, agreeing to it while yawning is not convincing.
Well, I'm not going to do it. Get up and do it right now.
Well, I know. I don't want you to do it right now. But none of these people have faith in you. I do, but I don't know why they don't. They seem like assholes to me.
They're all cocks.
They are all cocks. What a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, I'll show them.
This one person says, put the kettlebells on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay, what a bunch of assholes. Okay.
I think they're trying to make you mad to motivate you. I think that that's what they're doing.
Maybe. I will see how my shoulder holds up.
Cole writes, calm down. We can't take the enthusiasm.
What am I supposed to do? Salsa, do jump up and down and yell and cheer?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what they're telling. I don't condone these idiot comments.
I think my excitement will get better as we move along, but I'm just a little bit leery as how well I'm going to do. So I will give it an A+ effort.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye. How about that? That was fucking great. If she sticks to this, she's going to be so happy. So now we have another new storyline. Right here on this show. Oh my God. I am so happy. Megan says, can Diana, Linda, and I do our own fat-a-thon where we aren't so mean? I don't want to cry. Corey says, oh, we've already started the excuses. I don't know what he's pertaining to, what that's pertaining to. Maureen wants to do it too. You can't call it a fat-a-thon. Fat-a-thon is trademarked. The only way you can call it a fat-a-thon is if you participate here. And the way the fat-a-thon works is it is strong humiliation tactics. You can't call it fat-a-thon. You can call it whatever you want, but you can't call it fat-a-thon. Linda says, is it trademarked? Yes. Verbal trademark just now. And besides, all of you people are going to fail. Linda, Megan, Maureen, you are not allowed to participate in any type of weight loss effort unless if I am there to say something horrible when you screw everything up. I'm kidding, goddammit. Jesus. All right. For those folks who are watching on Facebook, I'm going to kick you out. Shit, show's like half an hour from being over. I haven't even kicked anybody out yet. Jesus Christ. Head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live if you want the rest of the show. Follow me on Patreon. New shows going up every single day. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can try it for 7 days free. I'm tied for my highest in the last 2 years right now at 232 members. So I want to try to get up to 235 by the end of January. So if you've been thinking about Patreon, try the 7 days right now. And then at the end of that, if you like it, then let it ride. And then I want to see if I can get keep increasing that number. It's especially important that you sign up for free for the 7 days because Thursday, we've got a Big Fraud Thursday featuring the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 41. All right. You can check it out live if you sign up for free for 7 days. Make sure you sign up for the 7 days free for tier two. That way you can watch or participate live on those shows. You do have to put in a payment form, but you can cancel it right after and you still get the 7 days. And then I won't charge you at the end of the 7 days. Or it won't charge you at the end of the 7 days. If you are like, well, I love it, I want to keep it going, then either don't cancel or just go back in and re-enable your card. It's simple. You just toggle it on. It allows me to charge you for either $5 a month or $10 a month. And if you sign up for 1 year, I will take 10% off of the cost. So what is $60 a year for tier one is $54. What is $120 a year for tier two is $108. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Join me on email. Send me an email, I should say, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Through the Shoreliners Striping inbox, Shoreliner Striping, they stripe parking lots, athletic fields, and workplace floors. The roofer of choice on the podcast is Werner Roofing, W-E-R-N-E-R, roofing.com, 616-844-5382. Call for an estimate or go to their website and fill out the form. They'll talk to you by the end of the day. W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com in West Michigan. They also do metal roofs, siding, and gutters. WernerRoofing.com, 616-844-5382. There's a cannabis facility of choice on the podcast. It's Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. Michigan's newest recreational cannabis facility. They had been trying to be a recreational facility since Michigan's law changed, but the locals in Greenville said, no way, that's of the devil, and other nonsense. And so they were selling it only through med cards, medicinal cannabis. They still do that for folks 18 to 21. You can get a med card through their website. Take you about half an hour. TheGreenMedicineShop.com. But they also have recreational cannabis 21 and up. The locals realize, God damn, there's a lot of money to be made in this. Green Medicine Shop is in Greenville, so if you're in Greenville or the surrounding areas, or even if you're not, make the trip to Greenville and get your 10 ounces. They have bud. They have dabs, I think they're known as. The gummies. I'm getting some of this wrong, but they've got everything. I mean, I don't partake, but whatever. Patrick says, the only thing I don't like about the Patreon is the fact that I feel like I'm ripping Zane off. What? Chris says, why don't you stream on YouTube anymore? Yeah, good question. I think there's a way to do it, but I've run into like a technological roadblock that I haven't been able to unpack. As soon as I figure that out, it'll be back. I think there is a way to do it, but I'm fucking something up. Like every time I go to click it, it says, sorry, you can't do it. I'm like, what? Huh? What? Why? What did I do? Amy says, be sure to like and subscribe to the Mo podcast. Lordy, that made me laugh. Talking about Maureen yesterday. I'm over here doing the Patreon talk. You know, I've got a list of things that I'm talking about. And then out of the blue, she starts jumping ahead on the day's news. Hey, did you see that Hillary Clinton was laughing when Trump said he's going to rename the Gulf of Mexico Gulf of America? I'm like, shut the fuck up. I actually blocked her for 10 minutes so she couldn't comment. I sent Linda a text later on in the day. I go, what the fuck is your sister's problem? God. Quit being annoying. Jesus. All right. There's more that I want to talk about, but I don't remember what. Okay, this is what I meant. The national championship game went down last night. Ohio State wins. They beat Notre Dame. Doesn't matter the score. They kind of beat the shit out of them. First of all, let me ask this. By the way, Joe Martinez was here and then he left. And I think I got the way to... he came in, he made a couple cracks, and nobody said anything, and then he left. And you know that old adage, if you just ignore them, they'll go away? I think that that's what happened. And it's because I was on a roll about something. I saw that he made some smart-ass crack about the Lions, and then next thing you know, he's gone. It worked like a charm. So I think that is what we do. Now, if you ever catch me referencing him, it's because I actually want to fuck with him. So Ohio State wins a national championship. But, you know, they lost to Michigan. I don't know what's more important to Ohio State fans, beating Michigan or winning the national championship. I think I need to call a friend of mine who's a massive Ohio State fan. He goes by the name of Griff. He is the dude that is the mascot.
You have reached 398.
All right, I don't want to fucking give out his number. He's busy. I think Ohio State fan. I guess I don't know. You know, if you could choose one thing to have, would you choose beating Michigan or winning the national championship? What would you do? Cole says national champion. I don't even know if you are a Ohio State fan. Linda says Nick Saban recently said the year they lost to Auburn but won the national championship that the Auburn loss did not matter. Yeah, I know, but that rivalry is nothing, not even close to the rivalry of Michigan-Ohio State.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Not even close. No way. No way. The Michigan-Ohio State rivalry is on another level. There's never been a longer rivalry, more intense rivalry than that one. Some might argue different, but it doesn't matter what you think. You're wrong. Ben says Duke, North Carolina is way bigger. Idiot. First of all, it's basketball. Who gives a fuck? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So 125,000 fans packed into a football stadium is less intense than a 3,000-seat basketball facility? God. Quit saying dumb shit. It's the dumbest thing ever. The Duke-UNC basketball rivalry is so much bigger. Idiot. Anyway. So, Ohio State wins a goddamn game. And then some chick is driving the golf cart that Ryan Day is in to take him to, like, I don't know, the trophy presentation. And here's how this went. And there's some guy cheering on Ryan Day at the same time. So you got two players, Ryan Day and this chick driving the golf cart.
Play the cart.
Ryan.
Okay, so she backs it up. Does not turn the wheel, puts it in forward.
Hey, you deserve
stomps
it, brother.
Gas.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
It's okay. It's okay.
Whoa. How could you not see that coming?
Ryan Day, you deserve it, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
She's looking right at the wall. Does she not have any depth perception?
Play the cart.
Ryan Day, you deserve it, brother.
Look it. She's looking forward. And then she looks to the left.
Thank you.
Doesn't even think about letting off the gas. Day looks annoyed. She puts it in reverse. It won't go. It's fucked up.
I'm so sorry.
That was fucking awesome. Am I okay? I goes, that was fucking awesome.
Am I okay?
Day is humorless. Everybody's laughing about it, but him. He's like mad.
You deserve it, brother. You fucking deserve it.
God, I hate that. I kind of wish he'd flown through the windshield.
You deserve it, brother.
I'm with the chick now. I'm glad she did it.
Thank you. Thank you.
This dude in the black shirt is laughing hysterically. He's dying. Oh, that's great. God damn, is that cool. Piano Finger Banger says, I didn't know Queen of the Forest was on golf cart duty. Tyler says, whoopsie, I didn't see that enormous wall in front of me. Yeah, Man, my wife cannot drive. She's the worst. And recently, Pooh Bear went on a trip across the state to like some fucking mega mall with my daughters. And I get a phone call. Dad, she can't drive. She just changes lanes without her blinkers, just stomps on her brakes for no reason. I go, I know. I know this. She went down to Kentucky to visit the rest of the wards. And she went with her cousin, Mimi. And I get a phone call. And it's Mimi. She goes, Eric, she can't drive. I go, I know. I know it. All of her teaching friends, same damn thing. I get reports from the field that she can't drive. Amy says, thanks to that lady for being a stereotype. You know, of all of these stereotypes that exist in the world today, most, if not all, are absurd and offensive along racial and gender lines. But that is not a stereotype. It's a fucking fact. Unless proven otherwise, all women suck at driving, period. And the only ones that don't are the ones that can fucking prove it. Prove that they don't follow too goddamn close to the vehicle in front of them. Who keep it safe for the other people in the car. Who don't speed and road rage out and give people the fucking finger. All right? Women are horrible drivers. You may be great at other things. You know, I mean, like I look to Pooh Bear for a voice of reason around this house. And that goes a long way in my mind. But, and if I'm in the car with her, she won't even drive. Because I'm constantly like, honey, you're going to get us killed.
Fuck you, you fucking drive me.
My God. So terrible. All right. Let's see. What else do we have here? Not much. Five takeaways. One more thing about Trump. Five takeaways when as Trump. No, I already covered this. I did all this shit already. God damn it. I'm on top of it. I hope that's the last thing we have to talk about Trump for a while, frankly. You know? Other than Justin Bieber and Haley, I don't know if you saw this. I think this is a big problem. The only reason, if you're as you know, as big of a star as Justin Bieber and his wife Haley are, I mean, I don't know what they've done recently, but who gives a shit? I don't follow them. If you want the world to know that your marriage is in trouble, or if you don't want the world to know that your marriage is in trouble, don't unfollow them on social media, because there's people that are going to pay attention to that. Okay. There were some, she had shut down rumors of marital trouble. Okay. She like said recently, oh no, things are great. But he now has unfollowed her on Instagram. So, I mean, to me, that means they're divorced. If you unfollow your wife, let me just say this. If my wife found out that I unfollowed her on social media or like blocked her or anything like that, you know, I mean, that means something these days. I just recently followed a couple of unfriended. This couple that had been friends of ours, but I just got sick of their fucking Bible thumping bullshit and all that brainwashed stuff. So I fucking unfriended them. Fuck you. You know, that means something. I want it to mean something. If I do that to Pooh Bear, I'm going to get my ass kicked. You don't want to do that. Hell, you know, on the Find My feature on your phone, you know, Pooh Bear can see where I am whenever I am. Doesn't matter. And she checks on me, too. Like, if I'm here and she's, like, at school and I happen to leave the house for something, I get a, where are you and what are you doing? I go, oh, I had to go to Walgreens. I had to pick up a, oh, okay. That's how it is around here. And that's the way it has to be. That's the way I like it. That's the way I'm happy. I don't want there to be any doubt as to where I am. I want everyone to know. And typically I go, hey, I'm leaving the house so that they don't worry about me. It even happens with my kids. Hey, why are you on that side of town? Happens all the time. There was this guy, Madison was dating this guy before she announced to the world that she's gay. And I remember the guy she was dating was the biggest loser that has ever walked the face of the earth. I'll never forget that because, and I tell the story all the time and she laughs about it because he had like a deformed head. And I remember this kid walked in and he looked like a beluga whale with like a big bump where the forehead is. And I'm like, I just took one look and I go, oh, you're fucked up, aren't you? I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, fuck. And he was. This guy was a fucking idiot. I told this story. He came up. Yeah, Chris knows it. Chris just stole my fucking story, you asshole. Is that the one who cried at the campfire thing your dad does? LOL. Yeah. See, I got to stay. I got to keep it real. Maureen got a block yesterday. You're going to have to sit down. God damn it. The only reason why I'm sitting you down is because I sat Maureen down. I have to be fair. And she's already on it. She goes, bat him like you did me. No, I am. I am. He's going to get some timeout time. You can't do that, idiot. You got, if you're thinking it, I'm thinking it. Okay? God. The bit is you gather around the fire, the newcomers. My dad goes, this is ancient Siamese tradition. And he's in the throes of Alzheimer's, but he still manages to put it together. We are accepting you into the group. If you get the message, you are accepted. You must tell us what the message is that I am making you say. And making you. And when you get the message, you tell us what the message is. Repeat after me. And the kid's on his knees. Oh, ah. Kid goes, oh, ah, tada, tada, siam, siam. And then my dad keeps urging you to say it faster and faster and faster till those three become a sentence. And it becomes, oh, what an ass I am. You're saying it faster, faster, faster. So people are going, oh, what an ass I am. Oh, what an ass I am. Oh, what an ass I am. And so most people get it after about three times. They go, oh, man, oh, what an ass I am. And my dad goes, hey, you're into the group. You're into the group. Well, it was Justin and retard. Justin gets it, and you have to whisper it into my dad's ear. He whispers it, oh, what an ass I am. You are in the group, guy. Go get a beer. And then this moron, for like 5 minutes, oh, what an ass I am. Oh, what an ass I am. And then my dad, he leans into me, goes, I don't think he's getting it. And then, so it gets so awkward that Justin comes over. He goes, yeah, you're saying, oh, what an ass I am. Oh, what an ass I am. Get it? And the kid's still looking at him like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And then finally he gets it. And then right then and there, his eyes, his face softens, and he goes, and he like runs away, like with a bitch run, going, and he's like at this picnic table, way far away from everybody, going, and Maddie has to go console him. It's okay. It's okay. No one likes me. I'm just like, this is the look on my face. Oh, God. Fucking A. So when Madison finally said dudes are the worst and she's going to switch teams, I was like, oh, thank Christ. Thank God. Questions. Packer for fun writes, how is Meathead? I too miss that guy. It's okay. He doesn't really remember anything. He remembers me, remembers Joanne, a handful of people, but he's just very, very forgetful. Very, 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 very forgetful. Tyler says, you know, it wasn't meant to be if he's the one getting consoled. All right. I love the fact that right when I was starting to get into, hey, that reminds me, start telling the story, Chris D goes, was that the one that you made cry by the fire? I'm like, ah, fuck, I'm just about to tell that story, you fucking asshole. Anyway, getting back to the app, the reason why I told you about that guy is because about that pussy by the fire. When Madison, I think she was still dating the guy, and the guy goes to Florida for one reason, but it turns out he wasn't going there for that reason. And people are running around and, around here, Diana, and she's like, yeah, Chad's missing. I go, what do you mean Chad's missing? First of all, of course his name's Chad. Chad is the dad of this loser. And Chad's missing. What do you mean? Yeah, they can't find him on the Find My app. His location, he's not sharing his location. I go, oh, he's got a mistress. He's cheating on everybody. He's cheating on his wife, well, and his kids and everybody. Yeah, whatever. I go, no, he is. You watch. Sure enough, 3 days later, they find him. He admits to everything and leaves his wife, leaves his kids. He's now married to this whore. It was crazy because the whore is from here. So is he, this piece of shit. The whore's husband, she had only been married a year. And the husband was running for public office. I forget his name. One of these small little, I don't know, might have been on like the Ottawa County Board or the Hudsonville Mayor or who knows. But the poor slob, he announced on Facebook that his wife betrayed him and that he was getting out of politics. He was getting out of the race because it so fucked him up. I felt so bad for that guy. Tyler says it's such a Chad move. Yeah, Chad is more debilitating of a name to a dude than Karen is to a woman, I think. Megan says, wait, this is the boyfriend's dad? Yeah. The boyfriend's dad is the one who had the mistress, who I said made his Find My location unavailable. And then I said, well, he's cheating on someone. He's cheating on his wife. And everyone went, yeah, whatever. You don't know. I go, no, I know. Trust me. That's what he's doing. So my point in all this is everybody is always going to know where I am. I'm like Mr. Transparent. Okay? Let's see. Megan says, if you turn off your shit, you're cheating. We all know it. No, it's absolutely 100%. Why in the world would I ever not want my wife to know exactly where I'm at? I would never, ever want to make her feel that way. You know, So it's cool. That's part of it. That's what you sign up for, you know? In fact, this is what you all should do if you're married. Say to your, like Megan, go up to Brian if this is not already in place and say, hey, share your location with me on the Find My app so I can always know where you're at. And if he balks, he's putting his ding dong into someone else. Guaranteed. Maureen says nobody needs to know where I am. And Stevie says the same thing. Well, that's because you're cheating on your husbands. All right? Maureen and Stevie just admitted to extramarital affairs on the podcast. I am shocked by this. Are you telling me you're not comfortable with sharing your location on the Find My app with your significant other? Wow. That's shocking to me. Stevie says, I don't even have that app. Doesn't matter. You can still come up with another app. Do it. And then trade your location with your hubby. See how that goes. Maureen says, I don't share it. He doesn't need to know. What if somebody kidnaps you? You know? I mean, besides, you're hanging out with some of the biggest losers on the planet. The population of Flint on a regular basis. Flint is so bad, the state tried to kill all the people with water. All right? And yet, there you are, mingling with the scum of America. God damn. I don't know, Maureen. That sounds like a bad plan. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an accountant on the show. It is Tag Accounting, online at tagcpa.net. When it comes to getting your taxes done, I trust Troy Ginzer, and you should too. No matter where you are in the U.S., reach out at tagcpa.net or call 616-301-9516. 616-301-9516. You can even email Troy at tagcpa.net. Just like, hey, Troy, EZ talks about you all the time. I live in Maine. Can you do my taxes? Boom. You're in business. Okay? You will get more money back than you ever have before. The money that you are being paid as he drops it into your account, he's going to charge you whatever it costs. That's something you agree on. I'm guessing it's anywhere from $100 to $200, depending on your return. It depends on the complexity of the return. For a simple return, it's not that bad at all. It's on the low end of that. Online at tagcpa.net. Get on the winning team with Tag Accounting. I made that up myself. That's tagcpa.net. While I'm at it, head on over to buyinsurancehere.com. That is the website that you go to when it comes to my friend Frank Fuss. I'm simply telling you to request a quote. So let's say you need health insurance. You go to buyinsurancehere.com, name, email address, phone number, type of insurance. Let's say you say healthcare, your address. Tell me about your situation. Yeah, I don't have any healthcare. I need some. Date of birth. How did you hear about me? Eric fucking Zane. That's what you do. And then off you go. Frank will take care of the rest. You'll have your healthcare in no time because he will help you navigate Obamacare with ease, and it does not cost you a dime for his services. It is free. Linda says, I talked to Frank yesterday. He's a lifesaver. Chris says, I'm back. I'm a changed man. I'm glad we still got the story, though. It's so good. LOL. When do you want to start our podcast, Maureen? Yeah, Chris and Maureen, the Fuck Up Stories podcast. Yeah. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage says, buy now, refinance later. No matter where you are in the U.S., call Mario at 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. No matter where you are in the U.S., make an inquiry about getting a pre-approved for a mortgage today. Home prices are going up, so just fuck it. Get a house. Get into the house now. This is going to be a while until the rates go down, until the housing prices go down, if ever. So get after it today. Get into your home. First-time buyers go to the front of the line. There are no dumb questions. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. It is asshole of the daytime. Yesterday, it was the same old Lions. And by the way, it was same old Lions, okay? There's no getting around that. None of this silver lining bullshit. None of this. Last week, I was like, you know what? It's still going to be a great year. I'll still feel good about it if they lose. I was wrong about that. It was a complete failure. It was a horrible year. And any Lions fan who's a real Lions fan will throw those fuckers under the bus for being such a pile of shit. All right? Fuck you. Asshole of the day. Jeremy says it's Chris. I don't know who that is. Piano Finger Banger says, Frank showed me his guns and it was like looking at the Trinity explosion. Now that I believe. David says golf cart lady. Chris says me or Ben Johnson. Yeah, Ben Johnson is now the Bears head coach. Blame him for that. Can't be asshole today because he took a job. He left a sinking ship, obviously. Fucking Lions. All right, I have my asshole. Hot off the presses. The asshole of the day today. Again, the Detroit Lions. Yes. Fucking assholes. There you go. That's how it is. Worthy of 2 days. That's brought to you by TC Paintball. What a humiliating loss. And then Dan Campbell's like, yeah, it was my fault. It was my fault. Well, fuck you. How? All that shit you talked, all that leadership bullshit, and here you are. You're not even ready for the game. Fuck off, you goddamn caveman. All right, that's it. Have a good one. Till next time, bye-bye.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log in to your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.